Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest is Dr. Marita Sho. She is a naturopathic physician. She's the author of several books and one of Canada's leading experts in the area of women's health and hormones. Dr. Marita, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to be on your show again.
Great. Well, tell us, what are some of the trends in women's health at the moment?
Oh, there are a lot. Some of the alarming trends that I'm seeing definitely in my practice is I'm seeing hormonal changes in a lot younger women, especially with respect to hormonal acne, PMS, so really emotional before their cycle, or even women having a lot of issues with their cycle themselves, so really painful or very heavy. I'm seeing a lot of mental, emotional issues with a lot of women, again, hitting the younger generation, so everything from anxiety, depression, and insomnia as well.
What is causing these alarming, you know, trends, as you say, like, you know, the changes in physiology, really, in some women and girls?
Mm-hmm. I think there are definitely numerous contributing factors. I think, obviously, food is a big one. You know, when we look at genetically modified foods, we look at refined sugar, we look at pesticides. You know, I think, you know, generally teenagers don't have the greatest of diets. You know, they are consuming a lot more sugar and not a lot of, like, the vegetables and nutritious foods, and as well as, like, drinking enough water. So I think that's a big factor. I know we've had this discussion before about environmental toxins. So the environment is increasingly becoming more toxic with regards to, again, pesticides, but things like hormone mimickers like BPA that's found in a lot of our plastics, phthalates that are found in a lot of our beauty products and personal hygiene products. So I think a lot of those, again, are hormone disruptors and are putting a lot more stress on the body. And then from a children's perspective, you know, I know when I was growing up, I didn't have a computer or iPad or phone or, you know, any kind of electronics like that that would be emitting a lot of the EMF. So not only that, I mean, the constant stimulation of the nervous system, I think, puts a lot of stress on the body. And so, you know, we're finding that most people, not just children, but most people are pretty much plugged in 24/7. If it's not, you know, checking Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or, you know, doing work on their computer, you know, it's very rare that you'll find somebody that will take a complete, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours off of some kind of electronic device. And I think that it definitely has its repercussions, especially when we look at the nervous system and mental emotional health.
Mm. So what kind of ramifications are you seeing in your practice as a result of, you know, people using these electronic devices 24/7, as you say?
You know, I'm seeing a lot more hyperactivity in kids. I'm seeing a lot of, like, sort of just poor emotional control within teenagers. And again, that's not just the electronics, but I think food plays a large role as well. Just to give you an example, you know, I had a mom and a teenage boy come in to see me. This was a couple months ago, and the boy had fairly bad acne, bad skin, and, you know, when we sort of looked at what he was eating, you know, very little fruits and vegetables, but drinking a lot of milk and a lot of cheese and, you know, going to 7-Eleven and having, like, the Slurpees or the Frappuccinos. And I kid you not, luckily, I mean, this boy was quite receptive and probably put him on a standard protocol. We, you know, we changed his diet around a lot and just added in some good omega-3s. In probably the next 2 to 3 weeks that I saw him next, his face had completely cleared up. His mom had said, you know, his teachers had been mentioning that he had a lot better concentration in the classroom because they were debating whether or not he had been, you know, maybe diagnosed or had sort of the beginnings of stages of hyperactivity or attention deficit. So just to, you know, to show you how food really does make a huge difference for some people. And I always think of food is, you know, yes, supplementation is a nice add-on and supplement, but really the foundation should be, you know, really getting in those good nutritious foods like the fruits and the veggies, enough water and enough good lean protein, and getting rid of a lot of the junk. And I see, I mean, that's just one case, but I mean, I see that, you know, fairly regularly in my practice, if not every day, where, you know, you change certain things in the diet and the body responds in a very, very positive way.
Mm. What are some of the other foods that really can throw hormones out of balance and create havoc in the body?
So I always think of, you know, there's so much more information that we're reading about with regards to the relationship between the gut, right? Like the intestinal, the gastrointestinal gut health definitely plays a large role on our immune system, plays a large role on how we control inflammation. There's so much research now coming out about the gut-mind connection. So, you know, my first line of defense again is nutrition, but I'm really also trying to look at, okay, well, what are some of the foods that are going to throw the good natural microflora in the digestive tract? What's going to throw that off? And again, you know, this might sound like common sense to most people, but again, those hidden sugars, right? Hidden sugars that are often found in yogurt, if we're getting flavored yogurt, hidden sugars that are found in a lot of our granola bars or, you know, cereals or granolas that people are buying from the grocery store. You know, I try to encourage my patients to make things like make their own granola from scratch if they can, because then they know and they can control how much sugar is going in there. So refined sugars are definitely a big one. I also find that we just don't, a lot of, the majority of the population just doesn't drink enough water. So water is really important because it hydrates your skin. It's also very important for hydrating other parts of your body and helping with decreasing inflammation and keeping your cells healthy as well. And then I find that a lot of times, again, going back to the sugar issue, there's a lot of blood sugar dysregulation. So, you know, adequate amounts of lean protein is very important. There's a lot of times that, you know, a lot of my patients just don't eat breakfast. A lot of teenagers don't eat breakfast because they're just not hungry, or, you know, they're just grabbing something on the go, like a chocolate bar or something like that, which isn't ideal. So I really spend a lot of time talking about nutritious, you know, breakfast ideas and getting enough protein first thing in the morning to give the body energy and give the brain energy as well. So those are just some of the, you know, sort of just the basics, going back to the basics of what is really important for, you know, supporting healthy hormones. And then if we talk about, you know, just the liver, I mean, the liver is sort of a very key, not just the gut, but the liver is a very key organ as well when we talk about hormone balance, because the liver helps to eliminate and detoxify a lot of these harmful toxins that we're exposed to. So, again, minimizing the stress on the liver from, you know, toxins, but also too much coffee, because coffee can put a lot more stress on the liver. And I'm not saying you have to cut coffee completely out, but, you know, one cup of coffee is okay. 5 or 6 cups of coffee a day is a little bit excess. And then obviously alcohol can be really hard on the liver too. So, you know, minimizing that stress on the liver will also indirectly really help keep your hormones in balance as well.
We're talking with Dr. Marita Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about hormone health and what you can do to feel better.